There were lots of experts over the weekend that form part of the Ministerial Advisory Committee. These are mostly medical scientists, right? And they are worried that government is keeping some essential information from them and from ordinary citizens as it goes about making these decisions in regard to lockdown. Now, Professor Alex van den Heever is one of those who was interviewed. As you know, he's been on the program before, and he's a very well-known Wits professor who looks very carefully at the issue of modelling and all of the statistics that go into deciding what the course of action should be in terms of government's response. And he's the chair in the field of Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at Wits University. So we thought we'd bring him into the conversation and ask him what his concerns are in regard to this. Prof, good afternoon and thank you for being with us today. What vital information do you believe we're not being given by government?
Good afternoon. I think there's because of the complexity of the disease and because of the implications for society at large, it's quite important that a range of types of information are made available on a routine basis. So some of the information relates to the basis for government decision-making. So in other words, are the decisions rationally connected to some evidence and some reasonable judgment that can be explained? And that's one part of one set of pieces of information and transparency that is being called into question at this point in time. The other types of information would be for the general public to know exactly what their position is. And the question is, what's the appropriate level of information that's required? Given that everybody is in lockdown, everybody's experiencing incredible hardship, they are not in a position to assess their own risks. And people essentially want to understand how long they're going to be in this position and whether or not they can take some sort of action on themselves to protect themselves. So there's that sort of level of information. And then there's a set of information that's very useful for academics and researchers and people who will do analysis and check everything that government is doing and make that public. And that is also part of public accountability and part of basically checking the rationality of government again. And at this point in time, a lot of the information, although there's data out there, doesn't give us sufficient information to really understand what's going on and what's behind key decisions.
Right. So let's tackle this bit by bit, Prof. The first issue you've spoken about essentially is modelling data or projections that we don't have access to. I think I heard the presidential spokesperson, Gozela Deko, comment on this and say that the models and projections are changing so fast, literally minute by minute, with information that is being fed into these models in real time, that it's difficult to give an accurate projection at any one time of what the near future is to look like. I mean, could that be a reason that government is keeping some of that information from us?
No, I don't think so. I think if modelling information is being used to inform a decision, then you want to have a very good reason for not having that available for public scrutiny. And as in public scrutiny, there are a lot of very technical people out there who are not part of the government process who will check and review everything that is being done. And that's a very good thing, because if there are crude assumptions being put into the model and big thumbsucks, and people are saying, oh, well, we're going to make a decision based on that thumbsuck, and a minister doesn't really necessarily understand the sort of the technical niceties of the leap of faith taken in the model, that information is going to become public very quickly by raised by academics. So that information is really crucial. If it's being used for decision-making? If it's not being used for decision-making, they can do what they like with it. People have their own models out there. But if it's being used for a decision that can take away 25% of South Africa's GDP, thrust sort of a further 25% of South Africa's population into destitution, and that's based on a model, then it must be made public.
Tell me about this, Prof, because something that you've asked for is for particular hotspots to be identified, that you want a good idea and you believe the public ought to have a good idea of areas where testing and screening are being done, the testing data per region and that shows the growth rate of the epidemic in a particular area. Are you not concerned in a country with such deep divides, to such deep, such a deep inclination towards discrimination of all kinds, that certain people in particular areas could be stigmatized and perhaps victimized even as a result of this information making it into the public domain?
So you'd want to make those kind of decisions based on what the balance of risks are. If there's a risk of discrimination, then you want to avoid information being used if that can be the result. But if there's no discrimination that would result, then you'd want to make that there would be no reason to hold back that information. What's currently happening is that there isn't really a public discussion on what information we need to see. And I'm busy looking through Kerala and India's dashboard of information, and it's considerably more detailed in real time than ours. Everything from hotspots at very local levels, community kitchens, destitute rehabilitation, social volunteer forces, psychosocial support, quarantine reports, all of that, none of which we have. And that gives you a full sense of the complete government response. So at this point in time, we want to have the information which is driving a government response. We want to have data and information on the nature, level, and quality of government's response. So those are all key. You don't have to go down to the level where you'd be able to work out that your neighbor or somebody in the next block potentially has the disease and might cause some sort of inappropriate conduct. But you would want to know potentially third-tier municipal level what the hotspots are. And that doesn't cause any discrimination whatsoever, but it gives you a sense of where the sub-regional epicenters are of potential epidemics. It might also give you a sense of where the dangers lie for yourself. So, for instance, a lot of the epidemic can begin and be transmitted into communities through shopping centres, transport routes, etc. You want to know where those are happening. So, without it resulting in, if somebody can show that it's going to result in discrimination, then they should show it. But I have seen nothing presented that would show that some sort of considered decision has been made, and the reasons for that decision concerning the level and quantum and quality of data that we're seeing. I've seen no decision. We just see a data sheet.
Prof, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. Quite a lot to consider there. Professor Alex Vandenheuvel from Wits University.